Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Wednesday, the 1st of October 2025. Today's topic is Finding True Freedom. Our text today is taken from John chapter 8, verses 34 through 44. Jesus answered them, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Verse 37. "I know that ye are Abraham's seed, but ye seek to kill me, because my word hath no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my Father, and ye do that which ye have seen with your father." They answered and said unto him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus saith unto them, "If ye were Abraham's children, ye would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father." Then said they to him, "We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God." Jesus said unto them, "If God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it." Our memory verse is taken from John chapter 8, verse 36. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." Claiming he had seen the light, a man bolted away from his local church, taking his wife and children, and abandoned his erstwhile blossoming teaching ministry. He withdrew his four children from school, harassed his wife into submission, and started a ministry in his house. He introduced strict observance of Sabbatarian rules, abandoning all work, claiming he was awaiting the return of Yehoshua. Seeking freedom from outside Christ, he yielded to demonic delusion and died a miserable death a few years afterwards. Equally, we see nations that believed in God and were governed by the principles of the Word of God now abandoning God and those great values that helped to lift them. Their freedom is now leading to death and destruction everywhere. True freedom comes to those who willingly yield themselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. They receive power to live holy, healthy, and prosperous. Moreover, they will have the gift of eternal life. You must understand that independence from God is slavery to Satan. Beware of such freedom. Happy Independence Day, Nigeria. Quote for the day: independence from God is slavery to Satan. The challenge for today is: under Christ's yoke, we find true freedom. Prayer. I yield, O Father, to the yoke of my Master Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higherevryday.app. or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.